There's been a huge response in social media to our recent story about the risk of header fires this harvest. There's been over 10,000 hits on the New South Wales Country Hour Facebook page. With such hot, dry conditions this harvest, there's been an even greater than usual stress on the risk of fires, and we're being warned that some insurance companies have specific clauses which could leave farmers without insurance if they have a harvest fire. Lawrence Balcombe is a farmer from Kewdale.
We've got people with big dollars in machinery, in paddocks. You've got big dollars in the paddock itself, in the crop, which all are, in many cases, are insured. There was a real worry that if it's just a total fire ban situation and you weren't supposed to harvest, then the insurance companies have got a big out to not pay any claims.
So I guess this would raise a couple of questions. First of all, what is the Rural Fire Service's attitude to it? And secondly, would be to ensure that the Rural Fire Service and the big insurers are on the same page.
Yes, definitely. I'm the chairperson of our local Landcare group, and your story was brought to my attention by one of the people that heard it that morning. I sent a warning out, just a group email, and luckily one of our members, the Secretary David Harrison, is pretty on the ball, and he got onto his insurance broker, who put him onto the insurance company, and their view was that there's two sorts of bans. There's a total fire ban, and then the Rural Fire Service can also declare a non-harvest day. And so harvesting was still all right in a total fire ban, but if the Rural Fire Service declared a non-harvest day, then they would have issues with people continuing to harvest.
Now, that is with one insurance company. When I initially got onto the story, I rang somebody who works directly for an insurance company, and they said their company would prefer them not to comment, and
yes,
they referred me to a broker to
yes,
speak in more generalist terms.
Yes.
So there could be quite a bit of variation between insurance companies, couldn't there?
I'm sure there could be, and not meaning to be rude about insurance companies, but they do tend to like to find ways not to pay. It's a difficult situation, especially when, you know, the crop's in the paddock. If it happens to be a rain front coming and there's a possibility of a downgrade of, you know, 20% of your income, it's very hard to sit on your hands and not do anything.
So we really need some clarity in this, and I guess clarity from the Rural Fire Service is one thing, but also each individual probably needs to get some clarity from their own individual insurance company.
Yes, yes, I would certainly agree with that.
Lawrence Balcombe. Lyndon Whelan is the manager of the Arana Rural Fire Service. He says there is a heightened risk of header fires this season.
We certainly don't put out a stop harvest unless we've got a total fire ban, because total fire ban means we're getting severe fire weather. But this year, everything is so tender dry that certainly when we get a total fire ban, we are asking farmers with harvesters to consider stopping when the wind starts to pick up and it's getting very hot. We only ask and recommend that that happen. In most cases, in normal years, when we get a little bit of rain, things are not as serious as what they are at the moment. It is tender dry. We've got fires starting frequently from small situations that normally wouldn't happen. So we are going through a period of time now where we are very vulnerable to fire starting.
Now, we've heard recently from a lot of farmers who are very concerned about this, and it would seem that there are several stages of this. There are the Rural Fire Service recommendations, but then it also comes down to, I guess, the individual positions of individual insurance companies.
Well, certainly, it is probably would be wise to consult with your insurance broker as to what fine print might be in your policy. I think that's up to every individual to check with their broker to how they would stand if they started a fire on a severe fire day after recommendations from an authority that harvesters that they consider stopping the harvesters due to the fire weather.